Good morning. This is Bob Burney with a 7-Eleven short show, and it's about today being the last day or the seventh day of unleavened bread. And it's the end of the time when you're not supposed to eat any meal with yeast in it. In fact, you're not supposed to have yeast in your home. And it's followed by tomorrow, another day called First Fruits. And we'll have a show probably, hopefully, God willing, on First Fruits and the significance of the holiday tomorrow. This holiday ends at evening tonight. It's not proof of an evening day, by the way. It's when the celebration ends. And what it means is it's a symbol of getting all of the sin out of your life. So when you go into Passover night, you're remembering what Jesus Christ did for us. He died on the cross on the first day of unleavened bread, actually. And he took away our sins if we want him to. And so the idea of yeast is not new. Any biblical scholar, any place you go to will tell you that sin is represented in God's terms by yeast, because yeast permeates the entire dough of bread. If you put just a little bit of yeast in it, it blows it all up. I think if most people have watched it done in wonder, as I have in the past when I was a child. But the idea is that we are sinful people. That's yeast, and we are to try to remove sin from our life. And by doing this in a physical sense, removing yeast from our homes and from our diet for 7 days, then we are ready for what tomorrow is, First Fruits. Christ is the firstborn of the dead. He was the first to be born again out of being dead and resurrected to immortal life. That will happen to us at the great return of Christ on the great last day, when all Christians will be resurrected to immortal life. And they will therefore, as of tomorrow, be sinless. They will no longer have sin once they have become gods themselves, the children of living gods, Christ and the Father. And that is what this day is about. And it is a holy day. It is a high Sabbath. The first day of the feast is a high Sabbath, and that's the same day Christ died. And this day is the last day of the feast, and this day represents the last time that we are totally clean of sin. Our houses are totally clean of yeast, and so is our bellies. And that prepare us for a first fruits type thing that will happen to us when we raise from the dead as Christ did. In the Old Testament, Egypt equals sin. And in the New Testament, our lives, our habits, whatever we do, our motivations are the sin that we represent. But actually, what is the biblical definition of sin? If you ask most people, they can't give it to you. But you find it in the first book of John, not the gospel, but John, 1 John. You will see there is a definition for sin. Sin is the transgression of the law. But what is the law? Well, the law is the Ten Commandments. That's what the law is. Ten Commandments have not been abolished. The Sabbath day is still in force. It will always be the Sabbath day, and it will always be in force. Believe it or not, Christ is coming back to bring back not only the law during his millennium, not only the temple and all the temple sacrifices, you see that in Ezekiel, but he's also coming back to bring back mandatory people to follow the Ten Commandments. And he promised once you become a spiritual being, the Ten Commandments will no longer be written on stone. It will be written in your minds. It will be part of your spirit, your immortal spirit, when you have become the literal children of God. And so today is a day we celebrate because it's, like I said, it's a high day, but we celebrate because we have are ridding ourselves of sin, breaking God's law, admitting our sins. That way we're free of those sins. Once you admit sin, Jesus Christ is there and his blood is available to take away your sin, and you become blameless. You become sinless the day you ask for it. And God has a covering for your sin that is greater than your blood, greater than any animal's blood. So the last day of unleavened bread actually symbolizes the completion of salvation, a decisive break from sin and the beginning of a transformed life, pointing forward to an ultimate fulfillment of the redemption in Christ. You are now being symbolized this day as being sinless, as you will be when you are resurrected from the dead on the day Christ returns, when the dead in Christ shall be raised. And that's a simple message. It's, if you follow God's holidays, as we try to point out on theplaintruth.com, that you will see the plan of God being worked out here on earth as it is in heaven. And you will see that it's much more informative and much more revealing of what God is trying to do to you and your life and your family and your loved ones than any following of Christmas or Easter or Halloween or all these other pagan holidays that have been Christianized and they should not have been. So today ends unleavened bread. Tomorrow starts the feast of first fruits and the countdown to a great church founding, the New Testament church founded on Pentecost, exactly 50 days from tomorrow. Tomorrow is day number one of 50, and it will end on May 29th, which will be Pentecost. So this is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth, a brief 7-Eleven moment explaining today's Feast of Unleavened Bread coming to an end, what it means for you and your family, what it means in the Bible, and we hope you do take out your Bible. If you go to a computer and you just write Feast of Unleavened Bread Bible verses, and you can go through all the Bible verses in about the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and you will understand what today is about. And I hope you do so, because the Bible is where you're going to find it, not here. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, saying thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.